views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Space of Allowing Radio. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and I thank you so much for being here for my very first solo show. And I will say that today's topic really is near and dear to my heart as the first show that we're stepping off into together. Let me just tell you a little bit about that, and then we'll share more about this space of allowing. Last year, I was making some dramatic changes to my personal and professional life. And due to some health concerns and some other things that had come up in my life that I ignored for a very long time, it finally came to the point where I needed to stop working. And so I decided to retire after 30 years in education. But at age 31, I got to say, the word retire didn't quite fit me. I put it on like a coat and it was really oversized and heavy. It just didn't seem to work for me. And long about that time, a friend offered me the Latin word renovatio. Renovatio. I never heard that word. So I put it on the chalkboard in my office and I spent some time looking at it. And I thought, well, was I under renovation? And I suppose my life in a sort of way was under renovation. Well, kind of, but when I looked at that word, renovatio, what really came to me was, what I'm doing for myself is undergoing a renaissance. I'm allowing myself in the space that I had created, for better or worse, I was allowing myself to release from the expectations of my life, to release from the routines of my life, and really give myself the space to reinvent. And so guess what? Today's show is all about renaissance and reinvention. I want to share with you my journey. And in this space of allowing, as we journey together, I invite us all to be renaissance explorers. You don't have to know where we're going. I have a roadmap, and sometimes it's fun to go right off the roadmap. But we have a roadmap that we'll explore together. And I'll always start with myself as a sample, as a model, as an inquiry into what it means to be in this space of allowing. You know, if you heard the first interview that I had with Dr. Pat a couple weeks ago, first, thank you, and thank you for coming back. I loved having that time with Dr. Pat because it gave me an opportunity to share that concept of a space of allowing that entered my consciousness. It wasn't something I created myself. It was something that I heard in my heart. And it was something that I started seeing all around me in the world, a space of allowing. It's either inside you, or it's in your day, or in your neighborhood, or in your world. A space of allowing invites all parts of ourselves, even the parts that we tend to keep quiet or hide away. All those parts of ourselves are welcome. And so I love that you're giving yourself this hour to be in a space of allowing with me and just be curious about what's going to come up. Listen, if we're having a renaissance, we're going to be at the edge of our knowing anyway. And so here we go. As we get started in this first segment, what I'd really love to do to mark the time that we're going to spend together is to give you that invitation to stand and stretch a little bit, just to change the energy of your day. Maybe you're sitting at your desk. Maybe you're driving somewhere. Well, if you're driving somewhere, don't stand and stretch. But you can certainly take several deep breaths and just know that you're allowing yourself to explore what wants to be present in this moment. So stand and stretch if you can. Take a couple of deep breaths. Invite more of yourself to this space and time. And I'm going to give myself permission to allow out loud and see if what's alive in the moment takes us even to some new places. So here we go into renaissance and reinvention. First, because I have a teaching background and I mentioned that to you, I'd like to just spend a little bit of time sort of reaching back into where that word comes from and when we might have seen it in a history lesson or two, back in our own past and certainly back in the history of the world. The European Renaissance back in the day was a time of intense imagination, creativity, invention, exploration. All the doors and windows of the world were open to creators like Da Vinci and Donatello, to Botticelli, to Shakespeare. And what was true of that time period can be said to be true for a number of other times during our collective history. For instance, even the Harlem Renaissance is another time period in the early 20th century here in America, here in the United States, and in New York, where beautiful creators, wonderful explorers, let's say, such as Langston Hughes or Duke Ellington or even Billie Holiday, were on the scene and were creating and were producing and were energized to reinvigorate what it meant to be alive in the world, what it meant to explore what their worlds were all about. And let's bring it to today. You know, how about our Renaissance world even today as we situate ourselves in this space of allowing? Let's think about the Renaissance energy, the creativity, the exploration going on all around us. A space where changing expectations and roles and stories really can keep us on the edge of our seats. Why couldn't I retire at the age of 51? What? I had some friends say to me, what? What do you mean you're retiring at 51? And that is two different kinds of mindsets there. You know, one that has a sort of a fixed notion of what our life path can and should be, and one that has a growth mindset about what's possible. And when I kind of detach myself from some traditional expectations and roles, I really found a freedom and a space of allowing that I gave myself both inside and out. I was at the edge of what I knew how to do. I grew very quiet in my life as I got my health back. I wasn't necessarily out there playing an instrument in the streets or creating fabulous writing that I shared with everyone. I was kind of incubating this new way of being in the world. I was listening to my own inner wisdom about what wanted to be reborn. And that notion of renaissance means rebirth. And so I invite you to adopt a beginner's mind, not an expert mind who knows something already. You know, let's face it, the creators of the Renaissance didn't already know, but they were at the edge of their knowing. And so in this time that we have together, I want to encourage you to tiptoe out to the edge of your knowing with some mini meditations that we experience together, just to listen for something that might be waiting to be reborn in your lives, something in a new form, something with new energy. And we're going to draw back on the talents and the teachers of the past and say, there are actually several tools that we'll be able to use that explorers of old used. And we'll give ourselves a chance to put into play the notion of a compass as a tool that might have been used before. How can a compass serve us in our own Renaissance time in our lives today? And perhaps we'll pick up a paintbrush, and that'll become a symbol for something that we allow ourselves to re-envision during this Renaissance in our lives. And also, I'm going to invite us to look through a telescope, another fabulous tool that can take us to another place and time, and actually expand in us the capacity for renovatio, or for Renaissance. And so as we have a little bit of time together in this first segment, what I'd really love to invite you to do is, if you want to grab something to write with and something to write on, maybe that's paper, pencil, or maybe that's your computer, a little screen you want to pull up and do some typing, or a little typing into a notepad on your phone. Let's just do a little creative visualization around the notion of Renaissance. So I give you a quiet moment and see if any concept, any image, any song perhaps enters into your consciousness right now as you think of this notion called Renaissance. Maybe something current in your own life that you see in your mind's eye. Maybe something that as you look around at the space where you currently are, you see a symbol of something with fresh eyes. What I'm seeing right now is a candle that I've lit and a picture of my mom and dad. And I think they'll probably be companions for me. Maybe the candle will light our way into this Renaissance journey. Perhaps it's a song that comes to your mind when you think about Renaissance. Take a moment and jot that down, either in word or image. And that will form the jumping off place for us when we return, so that we can actually explore some of the grand specifics of the ways that Renaissance can play out in our very own lives, in our very own days, from moment to moment. You're listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change, and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off. because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and I loved how we spent our first segment of time together just clearing a space for renaissance and reinvention. You know, I just want to mention before we dive into some of the specifics and actually do a little bit of renaissance exploration, that if this kind of work really appeals to you, I'd love to let you know of an upcoming event that's happening in the East Coast of the United States, in Pennsylvania, in fact, in October. And that is a Space of Allowing retreat, where we get together face-to-face, we spend a weekend at a beautiful rustic farm called Common Ground Farm and Retreat Center. And we give ourselves that space of allowing where we co-create the experience where everything that wants to be present is welcome and we bring more of ourselves home. So you can find out more about our Space of Allowing retreat that is October 5, 6, and 7 in this year on my website at nancycococoaching.com. So as we rounded out that last segment, you might have come up with an image or a word or a thought or perhaps something in your environment that drew you into that space of allowing renaissance or rebirth. And I still see my candle flickering a little bit off here to the right, and I'm really happy to have that candlelight to guide us in as we do a little bit of exploration. And here's what I really want to say to you. As the guiding point for this segment that we're going to spend together. And please believe me, that is, your life holds so much wisdom. And it's so important to listen to the wisdom in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit, because that can often be the best direction for knowing when is time for a renaissance, and what kind of renaissance exactly is it that your life is calling you to? So, first thing I'd like to do is explore one of those tools that might have been used by the Renaissance masters of old, and that is the notion of a compass. So get this sense of a compass in your mind's eye. You know, there's the true north, south, east, and west points on the compass. If you hold the compass in your hand and you traverse maybe through your neighborhood, you go off into the woods, or you're on a mountaintop, or let's imagine that we are, you're going to see that compass moving, pointing always true north, so that you know that your path is just right for you and that you're going to reach your destination. And I love that as a metaphor for the Renaissance, is paying attention to that kind of wisdom that comes from our own internal compass, not necessarily a compass we hold in our hands or the GPS on our phones or in our cars, but the compass that we have inside ourselves. And so I'm just going to invite you to touch into that compass that we have inside us that sometimes we forget to navigate by. And I'm going to call that our body wisdom. And so we're going to have a little bit of time in this segment now to pay attention to the signs and symptoms in our body. You know, there is an intuition, an inner knowing that if we honor it, it can lead us to a sense of peace and to greater wholeness, even in the face of outward adversity. And, you know, I just want to say that as we enter this space of allowing, it's not to say that everything in our lives is peaceful, is tranquil, is easy, is privileged, is as it should be. I recognize we enter and exit spaces where we may feel very vulnerable. And so what I'm going to try to do week after week in this space of allowing is invite us all to build our inner resources, our inner space of allowing, so that no matter where we navigate, no matter where life takes us, we have that inner wholeness, that peace, and that knowing that will help us to be strong in any circumstance we enter. So here is our inner compass. We can navigate by it. But sometimes our lives can get off course. You know, as I started to tell you at the beginning of the hour and the top of my story, my life became very routine. It became very predictable. Nothing wrong with that. But it started to feel quite small. And then it started to feel very constricted. And then it actually started to feel very painful, both physically and emotionally. I was going through the motions every day. I was holding that compass inside me, but I will have to admit to you that I wasn't holding to true north. I was probably off the path. Maybe I was in the weeds, as the expression goes. I was certainly in the woods, and I was looking for the light in the woods, but I didn't really know how to get back to myself, to get back to my true north, to get back to what brings me joy and vibrancy and wholeness in my own life. And so what started happening with my own body's wisdom is that it began to cry out. It began to cry out for attention, first in pain in my hands and my feet. It began to cry out for attention then in my shoulders, my elbows, my hips, my knees. I was having difficulty holding a steering wheel. I was having pain as I sat and typed. And I kept holding that compass, but I certainly was not paying attention to my true north anymore. I really was only trying to trudge ahead and forge a path that really was no longer mine. And so what ended up happening, as I ignored my body's wisdom, is it took me out. It took me out completely. It landed me on the couch with an issue that happened with one of my knees. And ultimately, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which in my body's wisdom was sort of like an amusing kind of a hard piece of news to bear. And yet I thought, well, no wonder. I could no longer grasp. I could no longer strive. I could no longer hold on to the things that no longer served me. My body wisdom had released my hands from the ability even to grasp or to hold what I was so desperately trying to hold on to. And I will say to you that if I had listened to my inner wisdom, if I had paid attention to my compass, I would have been able to create a renaissance in my life probably a few years earlier, when it would have been far less painful and I would have been far more ready to make the change. And yet I didn't accept that. I wasn't ready. And so my question to you, my dear listeners, is what are you ready for at this moment? Not are you ready, but what are you ready for? And I'd like to take a little mini meditation and check in on our body wisdom and see what might come up. So if you have a little scratch pad there beside you, some place to jot down notes, or maybe you're making notes in your computer or mental notes if you're driving somewhere as you're listening to this show, give yourself an opportunity to listen to your internal compass as we do a little bit of check down through our body's systems. And so come with me as we do a little bit of internal exploration to see what our body wisdom tells us about the renaissance that's awaiting us. And first, I invite you to start with the top of your head and move your way down through the top of your shoulders, looking for any part of you that may be holding tension, that may be feeling pain, that may be drifting off in different thought. Give yourself an opportunity to notice your neck, to move it around, to feel if you're holding tension in your jaw or if your brow is furrowed. Notice what your body wisdom is telling you. Next, move down through your shoulders and see, are they high up close to your earlobes or are they down and at ease and relaxed? Can you rest your hands in your lap? Or are you clenching your arms by your side, tightening your hands in a fist? Try to notice and perhaps relax just a little bit. Move on down through the core of your body and see if your body wisdom is noticing anything in particular that's coming up that it wants you to pay attention to. Expand your chest. Imagine your heartbeat. Feel the strength of your back and notice your seat in the chair. What is your body wisdom offering you about your core? Maybe your belly is fluttering a little bit, or maybe everything is very settled down through your legs, your knees, your ankles, and to your feet. Planted on the floor with energy entering and exiting. Notice the feelings that arise when you give yourself the space of allowing to welcome more of your body sensations into your awareness. This may be the only hour this month that you grant yourself this opportunity to tune in, to check in, to notice in this space of allowing what wants to be present for you. Notice your internal compass. Which way is it pointing? Where is your true north? I'm really fascinated to have this time with you and to co-create this space. As I'm noticing, I'm very settled in my chair. My feet are planted on the ground. And I will admit, and we'll come back and talk more about this in the next segment, that my mind is pretty active right now. Can anybody relate? I wanted my mind to be quiet, but I must admit that that's the part of me that's most active right now in my system. What messages did you receive from your body's wisdom? I'm going to invite you to jot those down without judgment and try not to censor yourself. Allow everything that wants to come up today, even if it's a question about how you're spending your time. And when we return to this space of allowing, we'll try another tool from the Renaissance to explore a little bit further what we're ready for in terms of Renaissance and reinvention. Back in a minute.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy, and we are in the middle of a renaissance, you and I. We're in a space of allowing that gives us the invitation to listen to more parts of our lives that may be calling out to us that perhaps we haven't granted the voice or the opportunity to really say what's longing to be born in our lives. And so thank you. Thank you for being here with me in this co-created space to explore with a beginner's mind what is at the edges of our knowing and what might be right at the edges of our lives as we continue this journey together. So first, before we dive back in, I want to let you know that generally that little attunement that I did in the last segment, that is to check in with your body wisdom, I would do in a coaching session with a client. And so I want to just mention that for those of you listening on the call, I have a free offer that I would love for some of you to take advantage of because I'd like to connect with you live and in real time so that we can engage in this process together, this space of allowing. And so the free gift for you, my listeners, is a discovery coaching session. It's a 1-hour session that can be by Skype if you live far away and we don't have phone connection, or can be by telephone. It's a 60-minute free session. It gives you the opportunity to explore what coaching is and to really enter into that space of allowing just for you, just at this moment in your lives. And so you can redeem that free discovery session either by finding me on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching and dropping me a little line there, or by going to my website, nancycococoaching.com. And contact me, and we'll set up an hour discovery session that I think is really well named for our renaissance and recovery and renaissance and reinvention. Wait a minute. I said recovery. Is that important? That's the word that came out. But perhaps that's a session that you would like to take advantage of at no charge, with no strings attached. I'd love to spend some time with you. And so reach out to me on Facebook or at nancycococoaching.com. So let's explore a little further. So we've got the internal compass that now we're wondering if it's set for true north or if it's gone a little bit southeast, if we're out into the weeds, if we can return to those things that are most important to us. And now let's pick up another tool. And this one, I would suggest, let's make it a paintbrush. Let's again hearken back to the masters of the different Renaissance periods in our own human history and say, let's create with a paintbrush something that wants to be born in our lives. And let's tap into now some of our mind wisdom, our creative selves. You know, what I mentioned to you at the end of the last segment was my mind was getting in the way because I wanted to be down in my body wisdom, but I was having difficulty turning my mind off. Well, now it's time to give our imaginations a free rein. And so I invite you to do a little creative visualization with me. Imagine a huge canvas before you, as big as you want to make it, or quite frankly, as tiny as you would like it to be. Sometimes it's easier to create when we have a little postage stamp size or a little stick-it, post-it note size. And sometimes, like I do when I write, I want the freedom of no lines on the page and the largest page possible. So imagine a canvas. Take the paintbrush in your hand and allow your mind's wisdom, your creativity, and your intuition to create on that page what wants to come forth in this space of allowing today. What do you envision right at this moment? Now, perhaps you take a piece of paper and you draw it out, or maybe you'd like to have it in words. Maybe a certain image comes to you. You know, I'll tell you the truth, I keep seeing the light and the candle. And now in this segment, as I'm envisioning with you, I see a light in the forest. I want to draw trees with the light of the sun coming through. And I want to see myself in that canvas moving toward that light. What might that represent in terms of a renaissance for me? Does it give me the little wisdom inside me that I'm on the right path? That's what seems to come from beyond my own knowing, from my creative self, and from my mind's wisdom. Here's a quote that I love from my Page a Day Zen calendar. You're probably going to hear about my Page a Day calendar a number of times through these shows because I love them so much. And here's a modern day Renaissance man, Deepak Chopra. And he says, "The most creative act you will ever undertake is the act of creating yourself." The most creative act you will ever undertake is the act of creating yourself. And as I read that to you just now, I saw in my mind's eye a yard sale that I just had this past weekend where I cleared out so many things from my home. And I think by way of a renaissance, I almost had to clear out first before I could see those things that were precious in my life that I wanted to hold dear and wanted to keep. So what things, dear friends, might you want to release in this renaissance? It's not always taking on something new. And so with that paintbrush, what have you devised? What have you created? I would love it if you would meet me over on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching after the call at some point in these next couple of weeks and tell me what came up for you as you allowed your mind to be free in its creative way to see what came up. And I will tell you, if some images came up that maybe were a little bit of a shadow side, we also want to honor and welcome those that perhaps you're not having the shiny, bright, joyful energy. Perhaps other things are showing up today. They want our attention and our love as well. And really, that is the definition of a space of allowing, that all parts of ourselves are welcome. And so notice and honor what has shown up. The compass that's inside you, the paintbrush in your hand. And are you ready for one more tool? I'll give you one more tool that I think of when I think of a renaissance. And that is a telescope. A telescope really invites us to reach beyond what we can see with our own eyes, with our own knowing. A telescope enables us to see beyond. And so in this dimension of renaissance, what I'm inviting you to explore now, to navigate beyond, to go to the edges of, in terms of our worlds, I really want you to take that telescope up to your eye and imagine what you can see beyond that may want to be born in your life. You could think of this dimension as our spirit, as our soul, our eternal self, maybe our connection to nature or to source. This is the knowing that goes beyond our physical selves, beyond our body, beyond our mind, to the greater knowing that we can tap into. What do you see through your telescope? What does it bring up in close relief, something that wants to be noticed today. For some reason, I'm noticing my backyard as I pause and I allow my telescope to come up. And I'm noticing the birds in my backyard. And I'm not sure what that has to do with. My beginner's mind just allows that to show up. The birds in my backyard. Maybe there's some sense of my spirit wanting to be free and explore. Or maybe I'm just reading into it. But you know what? You kind of have to allow a playful nature to enter into the Renaissance in your life. There is no one way of knowing. When I had that one way of knowing, my life got routine, my life got predictable, my life got small, and my life ended up becoming very painful. When I release that one way of knowing, look what shows up, a light in the forest, and birds in the backyard. And those are maybe not revolutionary things, but I'll tell you what, they're part of my Renaissance. Because last year, I would have found myself in an office, surrounded by very nice things, but really feeling constricted as my life wanted to grow and I was trying to hold it in place. And today I'm coming to you from my home where I have access to those kinds of joys and pleasures that are around me. And so perhaps maybe that's what I'm seeing in my telescope, a validation of the choices now that I've made as I've reinvented my life. And so I give you an opportunity again to jot down what might have shown up for you in that telescope as you scan your life, your day, your space of allowing, and see what wants to show up. I really want to say to you again, as I did at the top of this couple of segments here, your life holds wisdom. Grant yourself the opportunity to honor that wisdom and to give birth to what wants to show up in this space and time in your life. And I'll just give you a little tip. It's not anything that has to be necessarily dramatic or, break down to build up again. It may simply be a little something you do that's different, a little something that you pick up, a little something that you put down to give yourself an opportunity not only to feel the Renaissance energy in your life, but also to reinvent a certain portion of how you spend your time and to see what calls out to you. And so when we return, we're actually going to take some of these beautiful abstract concepts and this playground that we've been playing in this space of allowing, and we're going to bring it down and see what really does it mean to have a Renaissance life and how might our lives be calling us to reinvent some aspect for even greater wholeness, even greater wellness. I can't wait to return. We'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy, and I love that you're with us today for Renaissance and Reinvention. Renaissance being that notion of rebirth, something that can happen from day to day in our lives where we remain fresh. We remain at our curious learning edge, and we enable new things like new doors and windows to be open in our lives to feel our most whole, most vibrant selves, even and including a space of allowing for those feelings that may be surfacing as we're together today that you may feel like, oh, I don't want that to show up today, or oh, I don't want to have that thought today, or oh, this is getting in the way today. And what I would suggest to you is all of those things also belong, because if they're showing up, I think of them sometimes like my children in a classroom. You know, they have their hands up and they want to be called on. And so they need to be heard, because otherwise they show up in all sorts of other ways that can actually not be as productive for us. So we welcome all that wants to be present today. And we move from the realm of exploration as if we are Renaissance explorers now into the reinvention portion of our time together today, where we actually now start to think about, okay, so what does this mean for me? Now that I've listened in on this time and I've had this space of allowing for myself, I feel soothed. Maybe I feel refreshed. I feel peaceful. My blood pressure is a little bit lower. I've had people say that to me as they've coached with me, and I love that, and I wish that for you as well. And what kinds of things are showing up at the edges of your knowing that might like to experience a renaissance today? So let's return in this last segment to the notion of renaissance now specific to the compass within us. That's our body wisdom. To our mind's wisdom, where we painted something with a paintbrush. And also to the notion of the telescope that takes us out beyond our physical self, out beyond our day-to-day experience, into the realm of spirit and soul, into the eternal. And let's see what that may actually mean in terms of reinventing some aspect of our lives, some aspect of our day even. And so let's go into our compass, our internal compass. And let's see if there's something that it's calling us to reinvent in terms of our day. I'll tell you the first thing that came to my mind as I'm offering you this invitation, the first thing that came to my mind was something I had to do, which was I wanted to stop sending emails, work emails, at 1 or 2 in the morning. That was one of those things that my body wisdom was giving me pains in my hand. Actually, my hands were hurting, and I was still sending emails because there was always more work to do. And that was my reality at the time. But one of the ways that I would want to reinvent my space and time would be to stop sending those emails at those hours, to re-envision the way that I spend my time during the day so that I could be at peace, so that I could be at rest and so that technology wouldn't necessarily carry me through 24/7 in the light of my phone or my computer. So that's what came up for me. What comes up for you when you think about your internal compass and the ways that your body wisdom is calling you to reinvent? Perhaps it's to take a walk once a week, explore a park you've never been to. Perhaps it's to take a yoga class or to just simply stand and stretch once every hour. Perhaps reinvention and renaissance can be as small as putting some music on that you don't usually listen to and allowing your body to move to that music. That can be a renaissance moment that the compass inside you is telling you that it's calling for. So again, you may need another little sticky note if you're making notes for yourself, but what is it that your body wisdom would like for you to pick up or put down to reinvent for yourselves? Now let's move into the wisdom of our mind and that beautiful paintbrush on that canvas that we've created. When you imagine yourself swirling that paintbrush on that canvas, what wants to be born in your life? What would you like to pick up to try? How would you like to invite a creative outlet into your lives? And maybe it's a little decoration that you'd like to put up. Maybe it's a quote that you'd like to keep on your dashboard or on your mirror as you're shaving in the morning. Perhaps it's more of an inside job where you go into your mind and you think about the story that you're telling yourself about your life. Maybe you could write a new chapter. Maybe you could paint a new picture of the way that you would like your life to be. What is it that the wisdom of your mind is inviting you to paint as you reinvent yourself in this Renaissance moment? And now let's pick up the telescope and look beyond a little bit and see what is it that your soul, that your spirit, that nature is calling for you to do in this Renaissance moment of your life. In the space of allowing, is it that you want to unplug from who knows what? Unplug from a toxic conversation, unplug from a challenging situation, unplug from some discrimination that you feel that you're experiencing. That's coming up for me right now in the sense of guarding your soul and giving your soul the space of allowing where you feel free, where you feel safe, where you feel at liberty to explore your full self and not have to hide some parts of yourself away. You know, on another call, I think that'll be a topic that we explore because I feel like I, a lot of times in my life, have only been showing up maybe 50%, maybe 60% because I thought that someone else couldn't take who I was or what I had to offer. And so I made myself very small. And so now in the space of allowing where I pick up my telescope, I want to be expansive. I want to be out there with the birds in the backyard, flying around, looking at life from a different perspective, feeling the renaissance that wants to come into my day. And so I invite you at the end of this call, just as I invite my clients when I coach, to consider one aspect of this time that we've spent in this hour and see what stirs you to either pick up or put down to create a renaissance in your own life. Reinvent your day. Try one thing and tune into your own personal renaissance. And when I did, I will just simply tell you that the messages that I started to receive were transformational. They were transformational. When I retired last January, as I mentioned to you at the top of the hour, I was in poor health. I was crippled up with the rheumatoid arthritis. And yet my body wisdom was telling me to eat well, to take care of myself, to rest. I didn't use medication, but rather I really listened to my internal wisdom about meditating, about simplifying my life, about releasing all grasping. And I came back to myself physically. Not only that, but I started to receive messages. I think putting my telescope up to the sky and listening for words of wisdom. That's when a space of allowing came to me. That's when I realized that there were messages that my life was trying to give me that I had been ignoring. And so I invite you in this renaissance and reinvention space of allowing to listen for those messages in your own life and to really notice what even a small shift in the ways that you spend your time, listen to your inner compass, paint with that paintbrush of creativity, and look through the telescope of possibility to see what may be showing up in your life that now you want to embrace, now you want to bring forth. And here's a secret. Here's a secret. And that is, you've already started a renaissance simply by giving yourself this hour, this space of allowing what wants to be heard, what wants to come forth, what wants to pass through. And I invite you to continue to join me for these hours and this space of allowing, because I really think that this is the gift that we can give ourselves when we are healing, when we are whole, when we are entering into communion with others, as we're doing now, and even out in those troubling spaces, those challenging moments where we need to interact, the more that we can be solid and steady in our own renaissance and reinvention, the more we can contribute that positive energy out in the world. And so I want to give you all a big virtual hug in this space of allowing and say thank you to all of you for being with me today. I also want to say thanks to Carter, my producer today, who has been with us in this space of allowing, enabling this show to come to life, co-creating wisdom and comfort, trust and discovery through our shared renaissance and reinvention. You can join me here on A Space of Allowing Radio on the first and third Thursdays of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific and at 12 noon Eastern time. And in the meantime, please join me on Facebook and call in for that discovery session. You can call in here or you can join me on Facebook or at nancycococoaching.com to redeem that free discovery coaching session. And I look forward to seeing you here in the space of allowing again very soon. Thank you all. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.